Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and today we've got Herman Lee of Dragon Force on the line. Hey, Herman, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Sure. It's great to see that you guys are finally able to get back out on the road. I know we had a show scheduled, you know, back when the pandemic started. How have the past 2 years been for you guys?
The past couple years, actually, we've been really busy. So it's been good, you know, when you can keep yourself busy and doing a lot of stuff, like from, you know, writing another album to doing Twitch and YouTube content. So it's been fun, actually, you know, keeping ourselves busy and keeping, you know, content, fun stuff for the fans to watch.
For sure. I saw that you guys had done some real music videos for your album Extreme Power Metal, and, you know, very different than what I typically see, you know, green screen videos that bands put together. These are like actual, like, little mini movies that you guys did. Great tributes to the 80s.
Oh, yeah, thank you. We actually, we filmed them just before the pandemic hit, but it took a while get them edited because of the pandemic. So
okay.
It kind of came out kind of later than we wanted to, yeah. Because there was like a huge stage, there was lots of actors and all kinds of things, you know, in the set. So we're happy that we got it done just in time, you know, before, you know, the world shut down. Yeah, we've done pretty much a music video for almost every single song on this album. You know, just to keep things fun and creative. So we try to, you know, make the video fitting each song, yeah. But it was fun, especially the one where we dressed up like we're in the 80s. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind Strangers, you know, the outfits and the wigs and the guitars. It was very cool.
It's kind of it's outtake in a funny way. Our version of how Whitesnake would have done the video, you know, the old days, Whitesnake had like a, you know, hot girl dancing on the car. We had
right.
The hot guy dancing and next to the video game arcade instead, and the girl was impressed by the guy doing all these dance moves next to the video game arcade, you know, and us, you know, dressed like from that 80s era. And I also borrowed guitars from Steve Vai from the 80s that he used with Whitesnake and David Lee Roth to play in the music video.
Yeah, that's very cool. You know, for anybody who hasn't seen you guys live before or not familiar with the band, you know, you're known as the fastest band in the world. So I've got to ask you, like, how did you get so fast? What did you do to get the speed that you have when you play?
Well, I don't know. We just, I thought, hey, you know what? We want to make some epic music, epic, triumphant music. And we also need some good energy and, you know, we got to play fast to make it epic. So that's how we started off. We love a lot of kind of thrash metal, you know, the heavier side of metal as well. So that kind of inspired us to play fast to keep it, I would say, as epic as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely have, you know, the melodic vocals over, you know, the fast guitars as well. Who were some of your influences?
I guess when it comes to vocals, the melodic stuff, you know, from Iron Maiden, Journey, to Bon Jovi, to Skid Row, you know, all kind of 80s rock, kind of wild, classic rock, and then we're inspired by guitar players, by, you know, the guitar heroes like Eddie Van Halen, Steve Vai, Joe Satriani. So we try to mix it all up together, you know?
For sure.
And video game music.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about video game music, because you guys mentioned that a lot in your bios, and I know you've got a song in Guitar Hero. Have you written music for other video games, or are you just inspired by the sounds from the video games that you've played growing up?
Mainly inspired by them. When we were young, we played a lot of video games. So we like those little noises and those, I guess the 80s, the 90s, those 8-bit, 16-bit guitar noise, video game noises, we make them on the guitar with no special effects or anything like that. So it's kind of like power bit and the melodies as well. I don't know, it's just kind of the fun stuff. We just try to put stuff that is that shows who we are into the music. Just trying to be ourselves.
Do you have a favorite video game?
I don't have any specific favorites because I've been playing them for so long.
Okay.
So many, many games. Too many.
Well, tell us a little bit about, you said you're writing a new album now. I know you guys are very busy on the road. When do you expect that to come out?
We're probably looking at, I would say, next year. This tour we're doing right now is, because it stopped last, 2 years ago. We haven't finished it because we got to play these songs from that album. We can't just say, well, sorry, you guys don't get these songs now. And we have such a huge production, so we got to bring it all out and show you guys before we move to the next production of the tour, next album, the next chapter. So we're really excited, about that.
For so sure.
The next album, we'll see once we've done this tour.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you guys. You have a show coming up here in Pittsburgh at the Roxian Theater, which is an awesome venue. And, having only seen you on Mega Cruise, which is kind of, scaled back for everybody, has the same amount of time and, kind of a basic stage setup. It'll be cool to see you do your own show. And you guys have a lot of bands out on the road with you right now, too.
Yes, we got some really good bands. We have Firewind with Gus G, who used to be with Audie recently.
Mm-hmm.
We got Vision of Atlantis, another melodic metal band, and a new young upcoming Seven Spire. They're all really awesome. And we also got a special guest coming on stage. Like, we've got different friends from different places coming on stage to play with us. So
very
every
cool.
night is different, not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you guys originally had planned to have Battle Beast out on the road with you. What happened with them? How come they dropped off the tour?
I'm not sure 100%, but I think they kind of misplanned some stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they've come through town before, so very good band to see live as well. Well, we're definitely looking forward to catching you guys at the Roxian. It's a beautiful venue, so we look forward to that, Herman. Anything else you guys have on the horizon that we should know about before then?
Check out my Twitch channel. I've been streaming the shows.
Okay.
On tour and the backstage after show stuff. So, I'm pretty much taking everybody, the fans from around the world, on tour with me on my live stream. Twitch channel, so they can check out twitch.tv/HermanLee, so they can, if they don't want to be spoiled, and they don't have to watch it, to see how crazy the shows are, but if you're ready, but you can check it out anyway, yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool. Definitely always cool to get an idea of what people have going on behind the scenes, so I'm sure your fans will appreciate that.
Yeah. We get like 300,000 plus per night of watching the live stream. So
wow, that's awesome.
Pretty wild. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for taking time away from the tour to chat with me today. And I look forward to seeing you on April 8th here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, thank you for chatting to me. I look forward to seeing you on tour, seeing you at the show. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good one, Herman. Safe travels.
You too. Thank you. See you soon. Thank you.